Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today's episode is all about answering your questions. But before we go into the nuts and bolts of today's episode, I want to talk to you about a really important subject, which actually Victoria Woodall and I were talking about in the podcast recently, which is hair saving. Thin hair is the bane of my life. I inherited it from my mother, who inherited it from her father. And it's not just me, because this podcast isn't really about me, it's about you. But hair thinning and hair loss and hair lackluster and basically hair issues is a huge problem in the 21st century. And we really do need all the help we can get. So Dr. Vegan have got a really lovely hair supplement. And believe me, I've tried them all. So I really, really have. And rather than you having to spend 6 to 8 weeks testing a whole load of different ones, just trust me on this one and try this one first because it really works. So they have got loads of evidence to show that 6 to 8 weeks of taking this hair supplement product that they sell has got really visible results on your hair. And it is the hair supplement that I like to take myself. Now, what are the magic ingredients in this supplement? Well, biotin, which is a very well-known hair supplement, but they've mixed it with other vegan ingredients as well. So it's not just pure biotin. It's a high-quality biotin mixed with SMN and anagen. Those are the key ingredients in this. But they've also got 14 ingredients in total in this hair supplement. And it's just fantastic. And the great thing is that within about 6 to 8 weeks, you're going to start to notice the difference. The other thing that I really love about these products is it's not just the quality of the ingredients and the fact that it's beating the ethical drum because it's vegan. They've also got fantastic quality of capsules. And the way that they bring the capsules to you is in planet-friendly packaging. And that's a really important thing because a lot of the supplement market is not. And then the last, but by no means least, aside from all the ethics that come with this brand and the high quality ingredients, it's the price point. They're offering you 25% off if you use Brindle25 at checkout. So those are some wonderful reasons as to why those hair supplements would be the ones that I would recommend that you try. So do let me know in the comments if you've tried them or if you're going to try them or how you get on, because we'd love to hear your feedback. And now we'll go to the rest of the episode. Before I start answering some of these fab questions today, I've got some really lovely comments that have come in. Brenda Harris Art says, love your laugh, Katie. Aw, thanks, Brenda. Healing 282 says, you're such a bundle of positive energy, Katie. Love hearing your stories. Thanks for this. That was hilarious and useful. Actually, I've got quite a funny story this morning because I always travel heavy. I mean, I just do not understand when people go away, how they always have like tiny suitcases, which they take with them for a 2 week holiday. I'm like, I literally can't do that. Anyway, I had to come to London yesterday and bring my change of clothes. And I had various things I was doing and I had the podcast today. So I thought, right, I've got to do a bit of a walk to get my steps in. So I'm going to bring the small suitcase. This is ridiculous. You're only here for one night. And so I managed to ram everything in. And then, I don't know, I just couldn't get everything back in this morning. So then I had to get my wash bag out of my suitcase and find another bag to carry my wash bag in. So the whole thing became completely counterproductive and it was really annoying. And I was sort of standing in the hotel with all these other people with their little cases, which didn't seem to have anything in it. And I looked like a bag woman. And it is one of those moments when you find yourself, like, I get really annoyed at being myself at that moment going, why can't I just pack like everyone else? How come I seem to need all this stuff every time I walk out my front door? But anyway, that's one of my stories this morning. I was lugging this bloody case across London, but still. Anyway, Karen says, hi, Katie. I hadn't realised I was anonymous. Karen, you're not anonymous. No one's anonymous. Okay, but you obviously said you were not. You obviously came up as anonymous on the questions, but that wasn't intentional, she says. Thank you so much for your reply and for your advice. I've been laughing, tapping and shaking daily, and that has completely changed my mood. Pain really dragged me down. Thank you so much for everything you do and for sharing so generously. I very much appreciate you. Well, Karen, thank you. And I very much appreciate all of you listening and watching the podcast, because otherwise it would be a bit pointless. So thank you all so much. Now, to today's questions. Mummy Seeing Double, which sounds familiar. She says, I'm due to have an ultrasound to get an update on adhesion cysts and endometriosis. Should I wait for the results before buying the Beast? Now, for those of you that don't know what the Beast is this, which is the Hey You Body Sculptor, which is our latest tool, which has gone completely crazy. It's sold out within literally days of us launching it. And we've now finally got stock coming back in. Hooray! So there's no more waiting lists. Thank goodness, thank goodness. Now, this is a really good question because, of course, the answer is no, you don't need to wait, because obviously you must wait for your test results and consult with your doctor. before using the Sculptor on your abdominal area. Okay, but there's all these other places that you can use it, which are completely safe. And indeed, I advise that to anyone. If you've got specific areas, e.g. you've got and you're contraindicated, so you've got, I don't know, issues in the abdomen, or you've got varicose veins, or you've got thread veins in the legs, things like that, then no, you can't, the beast is contraindicated. And if you go to the Hey You Method website, you will see that there is a list of contraindications and also the common Q&As that people ask before you need to buy. So there's a whole load of stuff there. For example, you could use the Sculptor on the legs, because fascia release on the legs brings profound benefits for supporting the spleen and the stomach, which are, of course, actually in the abdominal area themselves, because the spleen channel goes up the inside of the legs and the stomach channel goes down the outside of the legs. To be more specific, it's on the outside of the knee, to be specific, and the spleen is on the inside of the knee. And also on the back of the neck and the shoulders and the upper chest. Those are really good points and areas of the body to relax before bed. And also the large intestine channel itself, it's really easy to trace. You go from your index finger, so you can use the beast up the kind of the forearm. Okay, and that's really good at releasing the lower abdominal area without actually touching the area at all. And also, if we're dealing with things like adhesions in your lower abdomen, that's often connected to the liver and the kidney channels, and the liver and the kidney channels go up the inside of the legs. So you can use this tool along the energy channels very nicely, thank you very much, without actually going onto the actual area of compromise itself until your doctor or your consultant has given you the green light. Jonathan Hoban says, I've just linked with your wonderful podcast and find it all so useful. I have noticed a theme, though, is if you compliment me, your question tends to get to the top of the list. I've noticed that. James is going, oh my God, that's so true. So basically, shoot me a compliment, ladies and gents, and you're likely to get to the top of the queue. Anyway, Jonathan happened to say, I've just linked with your wonderful podcast and find it all so useful. Good. That's the idea, Jonathan. Thank you so much. I'm trying to battle an abscess in your tooth. Ouch. That's going to be painful. Dentist, of course, has given antibiotics, of course, but you can't do another course. Oh, no. And the abscess is very deep, but I still believe your body can fight it. A friend of mine has used colloid silver for certain things. Might that work, or what might you suggest? Well, obviously, Jonathan, the first thing to say is with an abscess, you have to be under the consultation of your dentist, okay, because that is a really massive thing and it is really painful. I mean, I would argue that sort of toothache and earache are two of the most painful things that we go through in the body. The nerve endings there are really, really, really intense and very near the brain. But in TCM, we view the abscess in a tooth as a physical manifestation of heat and toxicity in the body. Often what it is the body is trying to release heat and toxicity out through the jaw. Now, the other thing to say is that teeth in Chinese medicine very much relate to the stomach and to the large intestine. We say that the stomach doesn't have teeth, which is why it's so important to use your teeth when digesting food, because the chewing is the first aspect of the digestive system. And indeed, we have salivary amylase and all of the first kind of digestive fluids are indeed in the mouth. But also the large intestine channel goes across the teeth. So when you have problems with the teeth, we tend to look at the large intestine channel, and the large intestine channel is often the last opportunity that the body has of processing the pure from the impure. Now, the other thing about the large intestine channel is it also is the yang aspect of the metal element, and it aligns, it's the brother sister to the lungs. Now, the lungs are the first organ of separation of pure and impure. So your lungs are breathing thousands and thousands of times a day. And as you're breathing out, you're releasing impure all the time. Now, conscious breathing is a really important aspect of healthcare, and I talk about that a lot. Let's just recap. The very first thing you can do for your self-care before you do anything else and spend any money at all is to download a bell, which I like, Mindfulness Bell. And no, they don't pay me, and they really should. This should be sponsored by Mindfulness Bell. They really need, and today's episode is sponsored by Mindfulness Bell. No, it's not. But they have this brilliant app. It's free. They have free gongs. So I'd start with the free one. James has spent £2 on his personalised gong. Go on, James. Now, to the sound of that gong, you breathe in slowly. Linger at the top of the breath. Breathe out slowly. Linger at the bottom of the breath. There you go. And that gong can be set to ring or chime every 15 minutes, and it's free. That one actually is £2, but there is a free one. And I really recommend it because it's just, you're going to forget to breathe. I mean, we forget unconscious breathing you're doing all the time. Conscious breathing, you're going to forget. And that just chimes in and it's just whatever you're doing, you can take that breath. And that is immediately an opportunity for your body to release the impure before it has a chance to get settled down. And the lowest place of settling is down in the large intestine. And the large intestine, the channel opens through your teeth. So often for us, abscesses are often a result of overwhelm, toxicity of emotions, not just necessarily toxins in the body because of exposure to toxins or bad diet or whatever, or lifestyle habits. It's often emotional pain. So one of the most important things is to address the large intestine. So I would very much urge that you get yourself a tapper like this, or if you don't want to buy a tapper, you can use a loosely clenched fist or fingertips, and you just want to tap that lower part of the body, okay? It's a very, very useful practice. You can also tap up the outside of the arm. So use your index finger, which is the beginning point of the large intestine. Use the index finger as your guide and just tap up the neck, okay? Because that will start to clear out the large intestine channel itself, and also gua sha as well. So use a bit of body oil and use the gua sha tool and gua sha using your index finger as the guide all the way along that large intestine channel, okay? Also because excess of toxins will also very much be connected to diet and stomach and spleen, it's a good idea to tap and gua sha up the inside of the leg and down the outside. I find now that the Sculptor is a better tool for body gua sha because it's just quicker when you're doing the legs. It's just because it's a bigger implement and it's a bigger area down there, this just does the job more quickly. Okay, so that's what I would recommend you do there. But also spicy food, fried food, greasy food can often exacerbate heat and inflammation in the body. So opt for cooling foods. That doesn't mean cold foods, and it doesn't mean things out of the fridge, and it doesn't mean ice. It means foods which are energetically cool, like leafy greens, cucumber, melon. I'm delivering this podcast in the summer, so those kinds of fruits are really good for clearing heat from the body. Watermelon is really good as well. Okay, mint leaves are really good for the body. Drink water or cooling green tea to help flush out toxins. Try and drink your fluids in between meals and keep meal times to limited liquids so that it's easier for the body to digest the actual essence of the food because the enzymes are stronger and more dense. Consider a saline mouth rinse to help reduce bacteria and promote healing. Traditionally, clove oil is used for dental pain as it's naturally analgesic and it's naturally antimicrobial. Also, a couple of drops onto the area can help as well. Please check this with your dentist, though, because I can't see your abscess and I don't know your, I only know what you've told me in your etiology, okay? So you need to check things. The minute you're going into the mouth area itself, you must double check. You can also apply pressure to a couple of really useful points, large intestine 4 and large intestine 11. Now, they're really useful because they're on the large intestine channel. And I've just explained that the teeth are very much connected to the large intestine. So if you're listening to this and you're not seeing what I'm doing now, you can just Google the points, large intestine 4, large intestine 11. But the large intestine 4 is on the web of the hand between the thumb and the index finger. And you can just press into that area. It normally feels quite tender. And the large intestine 11 point is if you just bend your arm and look at that line that goes from the crook of the arm in towards the elbow joint, the line will stop where the flesh kind of meets. That's large intestine 11. You can either use the acupressure tool for pressing that. You can use a thumb. You can use the end of a chopstick, not a kind of cheap one from Mitsu, as in a proper chopstick with a little rounded end. And best of all, if it's really hurting, you can actually put little body magnets on those two points as well, which will really, really help draw the pain out. You can also use gua sha around the neck and around the mandible, but you've got to be safe. Okay, you need to check with the dentist and it should only ever feel pleasurable. It should feel like it's really releasing. If in doubt, go on the opposite side. Okay, and work slowly. The other thing that I think is also safe and really good to do is the face brush, which is this one. These tools are all on the Hey You method. You can go over it with the face brush. That's going to feel really lovely, really, really gentle. So this would be probably, if you're going to buy one tool, I'd use the face brush because it's really going to help you. And then the last question of today's podcast is verrucas. Oh my God, verrucas. Okay, any remedies for verrucas? Yes, I do. A very, very good one. So in TCM, verrucae are often, she says, sounding very posh, verrucae, which is the plural, are a manifestation of dampness and heat in the body. And they can appear as the result of imbalanced qi. So often the thing is, they will get a hold of the body if you're feeling weak or if you've got sort of damp and hot. Okay, that's often why they often prevail in swimming pools and things like that, because they're kind of damp and hot. So then they make the skin damp and hot, and then these verrucas are orbiting about, and then in it goes. Now, this can lead to the formulation of phlegm and stagnation in the body, which ultimately results in the verruca, because basically these viruses are orbiting about. Okay, they're there. And the thing is, what happens is it's the host that's the problem. Okay, so basically they're lurking around in these environments. So a very good way to prevent them, to be honest with you, is because swimming pools are such a hot contender, is always make sure that you're wearing footwear when you're in swimming pools. In fact, interestingly, when you go to Asian spas, having spent a long time in Asia, they will always put you in flip-flops when you go in, without exception. And there was a time when I first went to Japan, and it didn't occur to me, and I sort of walked straight into the swimming pool, and this poor assistant literally came running after me before I practically set foot like anywhere near, and she was absolutely mortified because, you know, it's such a polite culture, and I was really embarrassed. And she said, "You must wear footwear." And we don't. Always in this country, it's just not as common. And it's a really useful thing to do, just wear flip-flops. And if you don't want to leave your flip-flops lying around because you're worried about them being stolen, then wear foot protection. So wear foot socks that you can swim in. I mean, they're not great because they create dampness in themselves, but flip-flops are the best possible thing to do, okay? So what do you do? Well, there's a few natural remedies which may well help. These are the ones that I do on my kids, and they've all worked, okay, to a varying degree. Cover the verruca in duct tape, which will suffocate the virus. You can also add a little bit of cider vinegar to a cotton pad to secure in place under the duct tape, because the verrucas don't like the cider vinegar. But it is a bit of a faff, but it does work. And then you repeat every couple of days, gently filing the verruca with a natural pumice stone. And you just keep doing that until the process has gone. Another one, which does also really work, is banana peel, which will help dissolve the verruca. And it also works for warts due to the enzymes and the compounds that are present on the inside of the skin. You tape over the area and you repeat daily with a new peel. Now, it does work, but it's a bit of a fag, and you do need to make sure you've always got bananas, because I've done these ones at home. Personally, I prefer the duct tape with cider vinegar. Why? Because I've always got apple cider vinegar at home, because it's a standard ingredient I use for loads of things, and I have duct tape for this very thing. Banana peel has been something I've tried to do on my kids, and then we run out of bananas, or they go mouldy, or we forget, or blah, blah, and then they start smelling, and then it's all just a bit of a hassle. So personally, I go for the duct tape. Okay, so that's me as a mummy. Like, there we go, that's the one I do. And with that, thank you so much for listening to today. Now, do please ask us questions. We are doing everything we can to give you the interaction that you deserve. So if you've got questions for me, this is your opportunity to ask. If you're on TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube, this is your time. Please leave it in the comments below and we will do our best to answer. And if you are not on those and you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, do please rate and review, and do please follow us and tell everyone about us, please, because actually this is how we grow the audience and we get this free content out to more of you, and therefore we can help. So in the meantime, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.